Thanks a lot. So I'd like to tell you a story now, if that's all right. It's a special story time of the show. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Stories? I'm going to tell you the story of the incredible true tale of what happened to me at Bonnaroo. You know what Bonnaroo is? Bonnaroo is like a jam band festival. They have it in Tennessee every year, and this year it was like The Dead, Dave Matthews, Bob Dylan, Wilco, Ani DiFranco, Ween, Yo La Tengo, Calexico, Danger Mouse. It was like a bunch of fucking bands, huge number of bands. Well, it was fucking cool, and also we played, and that was cool for us at least. Like 2 weeks ago, and so we play the show, and it's a rocking show. There's all kinds of hippie kids smoking weed up front, smoking weed, just right in the front row. There's like five hippie kids, just openly smoking their weed, which is nice. I find that very endearing about potheads. That they really think that shit is cute, you know. Like no other drug user really thinks that shit is cute. Nobody's like, yeah, dude, I sniffed a bunch of coke this morning. Why when I woke up and we party right on? Wake and bake, dude. That's not like that for cocaine, heroin, or ecstasy users, really. But anyway, so we play the show, and after the show, I bump into the guys from Galactic, who I just toured with, and they said, hey, Mike Doty, would you like to join us on a float in the parade? Fuck yeah, absolutely. Where do I sign up? Let's go. So, later that evening, they take me to the float that I'm going to be on. The float that I'm on is a gigantic head of Mr. T. And so they load us all up on the back. It's a bunch of hippie girls and me and a couple of guys from Galactic. And they load our arms up with beads. And the idea is you flip them off and you whoa, throw them. You always have this line of ammunition, like flip them off, whoa, throw them, flip them, whoa, jump, whoa. So, all right, so we make our way through the festival. It's this gigantic festival. There's all these stages. There's colored lights going everywhere and loud music. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And it's jam-packed, and it's like going wild at 2 in the morning. So it's us and the Mr. T-head moving through the camp, right? Behind us is a giant dragon. In front of us is a marching band, and there's big bass drum and snares and cymbals going like that. And there's girls with baskets of flower petals, and they're running all around throwing the petals. And we're throwing the beads, whoa. And the hippies are like, no, catching them, whoa, throwing them, catching them. Running our way through the camp, right? And the gigantic Mr. T-head. You think, it can't get better than that. You think wrong. So we stop right in the center of the action. So there's 80,000 hippie kids. We're throwing beads, wow, colored lights everywhere. It's flashing, it's going off, it's fucking crazy. William Hung emerges on the Mr. T float with me. He's like right there, right? And he's like smiling, he's got like girls on either arm. They hand him a mic. They push play on a CD player. He sings She Bangs. And all the hippie kids, oh, yeah. William Hung's mom is there. William Hung's mom is twice, it looks like exactly like William Hung, but she's twice his size. He's like twice his height. She's got a perm. And she's wearing a prom dress. Right? So then they change it, and he sings a Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And he sings it very badly, as he does. Can you feel the love tonight? Like that. And everyone's swaying on the floor. The Mr. T float is like rocking. It's rocking. All the hippies are swaying. We're throwing the beats. Throwing the cats and moves. Can you feel the love tonight? Far off in the distance on one of the stages, Buckethead is standing there, looking at me and William Hung. The giant Mr. T. And that was a moment of true poetry in my life. That was story time. Thanks for listening.